It all started with Mr. Clean and has snowballed into a crucial moment in acute stroke management. Endovascular therapy reduces mortality and disability in stroke. In the Phase 3 ESCAPE trial, 316 patients with ischemic stroke who had a large artery occlusion were randomly assigned to standard medical care, including tissue plasminogen activator, TPA, where appropriate, or standard medical care plus endovascular intervention. No specific device for the endovascular therapy was stipulated, but most patients, up to 86%, used retrievable stents. I'm Carmen Lev Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to principal investigators Michael Hill and Maynard Goyle from the University of Calgary.
The ESCAPE trial was an international trial which involved 22 centres in Canada, the United States, Ireland, the UK, and South Korea. And the trial showed, the hypothesis that endovascular treatment principally with retrievable stents, was better than the best standard of care for acute stroke patients. The stroke patients were specifically chosen to have blocked proximal arteries in the intracranial circulation, and they had to have excellent imaging characteristics. So they had to have a small core of established infarction, and they had to have excellent collaterals, as shown on a new technique called multiphase CTA. And the trial showed that there was a dramatic clinical benefit, a reduction in disability, and a reduction in mortality. Overall, approximately a 50% relative reduction in mortality. So that the benefit was dramatic. And as a result of that, the trial was stopped early on the recommendation of the Data Safety Monitoring Board for efficacy.
This is Mayank speaking. So the first thing is that the most important message here is that both the trials basically show the same thing. They show that endovascular treatment shows benefit in patients with big bad strokes with proximal artery occlusion. Now that is the most important message, that the trials are essentially showing the benefit of endovascular treatment. Now there are some finer details to it in terms of patient selection, but I just want to stress that those details are not the main message here. There are certain details, for example, in ESCAPE trial, patients with significantly affected brain as measured by the ASPECT scoring system were excluded. Now, what Mr. Clean had included a few of those, but when they did their sub-analysis, they found that patients with bad ASPECTs actually did not benefit from the treatment. So there are these subtle differences, and those differences over the next 1 year or so will get highlighted as sub-publications come out. But the overall big message is that both the trials show that there is benefit to endovascular treatment in patients with acute ischemic stroke due to large vessel occlusion.
It's Michael again. I would say that I actually have two answers to that. The first is that the main messages from all of the trials really are that the technology is enabling and terrific, but it's only useful in the setting of really high-quality imaging and a careful attention to the imaging paradigm. And I would like to ask my colleague, Dr. Gore, to talk about that in just a minute. And the second thing is you have to work really fast. So all of the trials, Mr. Clean, the ESCAPE trial in particular, had a strong focus on speed, but also Swift Prime. And the EXTEND-IA trial also focused on fast treatment. And this is a critical component. And then you have the ability to open the artery. The nice part about the idea of translation to the wider group of stroke patients is that these trials were conducted at multiple centers across the world. And that tells you that there is capacity to do that. Secondly, the endovascular approach to treatment is the overall endovascular approach is also used for treatment of aneurysms and other intracranial conditions. And so it's quite plausible that with the development of teams, with the utilization of the imaging technology, that this stuff can be available for patients immediately.
To continue from there on is that one of the things that we've known for a while is that time is brain. Everything, as Dr. Hill said earlier, everything has to move fast. And in ESCAPE, we were really, really focused on speed, as we were on some of the other trials as well. But from the point of view of imaging, what we want to be able to do very fast is exclude patients who are unlikely to benefit from this treatment. And essentially, that comes into three separate categories. Firstly, you want to exclude patients who have bleeding within the brain, which can be done on a non-contrast CT. The second thing is exclude patients who already have a large infarct. And traditionally, that has been done on a non-contrast CT, in which you exclude patients based on the aspect scoring system. But the other thing that we found was that you could improve or further reinforce their aspect scoring system by looking at collaterals on this technique that we developed, which is called multiphase CTA, which can be done in under 2 minutes. It's an extension on the CT angiogram, another 15 seconds of imaging, no additional contrast. So we found that technique to be extremely useful in fast, effective decision making. So you choose a patient with a proximal vessel occlusion, you make sure they don't have a large infarct or hemorrhage, you make sure they have collaterals that will keep the brain alive while you go and open the vessel. And then you, as fast as possible and as safely as possible, go and open the vessel. I think that is where the future will go towards. Obviously, in the short term, as Dr. Hill mentioned, there'll be centers that are ready to hit the ground running. But of course, we will have to create processes, we'll have to make teams, focus on teamwork, train additional people, and that is what we are going to be focusing on as time goes by. The other big challenge that is there is the pre-hospital. Like in many parts of the world, there is a tendency for patients to go to the closest hospital rather than to the hospital that can manage acute stroke. And that is going to be another focus of ours going forward in terms of how to make sure that the correct hospital, the correct patient reaches the correct hospital to the correct team so that this treatment can be implemented. So that is going to be, in my opinion, one of the biggest challenges going forward. And that is where our focus is going to be over the next couple of years.
And that is something that I'm passionate about. That is the benefits of doing clinical research. So, for example, the 22 sites in the ESCAPE trial have been geared up by us, by Mayank and I and my colleague, Dr. Demchuk, and our team, to be very fast, to be focused on imaging, to get arteries open quickly, in the whole process of doing the trial. And we had a pretty extensive quality improvement program in the trial. What that means, now that we've shown that the treatment is highly effective, is that those 22 hospitals are going to be available to immediately translate these findings into routine care. And so we know, in fact, that even since the early November, when the trial was halted on the recommendation of the DSMB, this therapy was being offered to patients immediately. It's not a situation as in other areas of science where it takes 10 years or 15 years or 20 years to translate a discovery into action. Here we have a situation where the process of participating in clinical research is highly beneficial to the hospital and to the patients that are attending at that hospital. So I think this is a great advertisement for the overall benefit of doing clinical trials at academic hospitals.
We all know endovascular treatment itself, once it's been decided, it's not cheap. How does that impact further research in terms of looking into health economics? Do you see that being another prong of the future research for this type of treatment?
We have in the ESCAPE trial, we have a planned economic analysis that is in process right now. We actually have to wait some time for the economic data to come in. So there will be a delay until we can get the data. However, you're quite right, this treatment does involve an upfront investment. It will cost a little bit more to take care of these patients at the front end. However, because the effect size is so large and because taking care of a disabled adult, for example, a hemiplegic adult in a nursing home, is so very expensive, the downstream savings are massive. We expect that these will dwarf any upstream or front-end investment. And I think that we will be in that wonderful territory in health economics where a treatment is both cost savings as well as highly beneficial.
So, Carmen, if I may add, in addition to ESCAPE, I'm also one of the principal investigators for SWIFT-PRIME, which is primarily in American centers. And similar to ESCAPE, there is a very detailed economic analysis happening in Swift Prime as well. So bottom line, between the two trials, ESCAPE and Swift Prime doing a detailed economic analysis, I do not think, given the effect size, as Dr. Hill mentioned, that there is any need for sort of any dedicated further research on it. And within the next 6 months to 9 months, these publications hopefully will be published and will put this issue to rest.
Fantastic. Okay, that's fantastic, guys. That's absolutely perfect. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to add?
If I may add, so one of the things that we really focused on in the running of these trials was the idea of teamwork. And to the listeners of this podcast, we in Calgary strongly believe that for there to be effective acute endovascular stroke care, it cannot be done by an individual. It has to be done by a team of people working collectively together in almost in synchrony and in a methodology which we use the word parallel processing. So, excuse me. So going forward, as we move forward, that is something that each group of people in every hospital has to meet with their hospital administration, convince them of the need for resources and how to form a team. And that, I think, is going to be one of the keys to success.
You've just been listening to a podcast interview with Monak Goyle and Michael Hill from the University of Calgary, who are principal investigators for the ESCAPE trial. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.